Attention, the key to unlimited happiness. The Mindfulness Room features a touchscreen that provides a 360-degree view of the house, garden, and street. The inscription above reads, 360 Degrees Mindfulness Experience. Touching various objects reveals more detailed information about them. For instance, tapping on the refrigerator reveals information such as, throwing away food is unnecessary in many ways. If you're mindful enough, you'll only buy what you consume. Information that enhances our perceptual abilities isn't only found in objects like doors. In keeping with the spirit of boundlessness, this kind of information can be found in many places, such as on the radio, in the sky, while taking out the trash, or at a neighbor's house. Before embarking on this visual tour, read the following. You may be wondering how mindfulness and happiness, often described as a zest for life, relate to the broader theme of unity. Put simply, the more mindful we become, the happier we become. We experience unrestricted happiness when we reach the highest level of mindfulness. However, as spiritual masters have taught for millennia, the world becomes completely unified only when we enter this highest dimension. Therefore, we should increase our mindfulness to become happier. One way to do so is to remind ourselves daily that we can perform every action with greater awareness. After all, as the saying goes, the bucket fills up little by little. Truthfully, though, a sentient being cannot choose to not want happiness. With enough self-awareness, we realize that our desire for constant happiness is simply in our nature. As long as we strive to be happy, though, we cannot possess unrestricted, indestructible joy. Those who possess it, like Siddhartha Gautama, also known as Buddha, no longer strive for happiness. So how exactly does this perfect happiness manifest itself? It manifests in the absence of dissatisfaction. We'll discuss happiness and its opposite, suffering, in more detail later. You're probably wondering how the 360-degree tour can make you more mindful. Feel free to take a look. You'll see that activities that demand our full attention aren't the only things that lead to greater mindfulness, and thus greater happiness. These include reading an exciting book or meditating, for example. We can train our ability to perceive anywhere and at any time, even in the comfort of our own homes. After all, practicing mindfulness is like anything else we want to improve. Without practice, there is no progress. Let's spend more time in this digital space and take a closer look. As we do so, let's focus on gaining deeper insights into spirituality, self-realization, and consciousness. For example, the text about smartphones could read, "How often do you check your smartphone to see if you've received a message or missed a call? Do you not need to do that because your device always beeps and vibrates?" Even prominent mindfulness coaches have smartphones. However, they use their devices much less frequently than most people because they have healthy self-esteem and aren't concerned with seeking approval or compliments from others. Additionally, they usually silence their phones because being constantly available means losing control of the present moment whenever they're interrupted, which diminishes their joy in life. They also meditate extensively every day, which gives them a profound sense of inner peace. As a result, they experience unity, the feeling that the entire cosmos is within us and that we are one with everything. We believe these individuals should serve as role models because they teach us that constant availability is harmful and immense calm can be achieved by shifting our focus from the outside to the inside, where unity is ultimately found.